Good morning and welcome to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by Flags for Fallen Military, Federal Premium Ammunition, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Good morning. My name is Tom Lyons, and I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard on iHeartMedia, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, Sunday mornings at 7, or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. We're sitting in for the seventh year on Memorial Day for the morning show, and John and Andrew and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow, but today we're going to talk all things Memorial Day, and we've got a whole lineup of guests. We're going to have the commander of the 34th Infantry Division on during the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on during the 7 o'clock hour. And our special co-host this hour is the full-time support chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn. Chaplain, welcome back to the show.
Tom, it's always great to be with you, and happy Memorial Day to you.
And here we are again, Chaplain. You've been here for several years now at Zero Dark Hundred, 0600 to join me for Memorial Day. And this is a very special day, isn't it?
It is. It's very meaningful. And I think for those that have served in uniform, particularly those that have served overseas, it's a great opportunity to stop and reflect on what truly matters.
And Chaplain, I think a lot of our friends and family maybe get Memorial Day mixed up with Veterans Day. Can you explain the difference?
They do. Well, certainly Memorial Day is for those that have fallen. And Veterans Day is for those who continue to serve. So where the sentiment of thank you for your service on a day like today is certainly well-intentioned, a little bit misdirected. So this is, you know, a time when days like guys like you and I remember those that have fallen. And certainly we thank each other for the service, but our focus and our reflection is on those who didn't make it home.
You know, Chaplain, Memorial Day is a day to remember those who died while serving the armed forces. And it's a federal holiday, and it is observed on the last Monday every year. And I was thinking about this show, of course, last night when I went to bed, and this morning the first thing when I woke up was I thought about all my Vietnam buddies that didn't make it home, and remembered some names and some friends that I haven't thought about probably since maybe last year. And this is the day to remember them. And the one thing that stuck out to me, Chaplain, was I left Cam Ranh Bay, Vietnam, on May 15th, 1972, when we closed the doors, one of the last men to leave.
Hmm.
That was a little over 45 years ago. And so much has happened in those 45 years, and I've been here and had an opportunity to live it, and of course, for the last 7 years, to tell stories of our members in the military. And it was kind of overwhelming this morning to think about the fact that there's a lot of my friends who weren't so lucky as to have that time.
You know, Tom, I've deployed twice overseas. My first deployment was to Iraq in 2007 with Minnesota National Guard Aviation Unit. And thanks be to God, everybody came home, but not while I was over there. Two particular Marines come to mind. It's very similar to what you explained. It's very heartfelt. It's very meaningful. Lance Corporal John Hicks and Corporal Carlos Orozco. I will never forget the look on the faces of the Marines from whom I took those two young men with our helicopter crew to start them on their sacred journey home. And so today, as well as September 10th, every year, when the day that they died is a chance to reflect and just give thanks for their willingness to serve and to make themselves available to continue to preserve freedom.
And Chaplain, what a great country when we, for hundreds of years, our young men and women step up and sign up and say, I will serve my country no matter what. And they're willing to go and do the things they need to do to protect this country and to protect our people. And they tell me today that only 1% of our population serves in the military. And that gives the other 99% the opportunity to experience the wonderfulness and the freedom that we have here in the United States.
That's absolutely right. Out in San Diego not long ago, and, you know, I'm out there on spring break with my wife just enjoying some time off, and somehow ended up at the Marine Corps Replacement Depot and watched a graduation of 400 young Marines, to your point about those that are still willing to serve. It's an experience like no other to see these young men and women who have trained and signed up and made themselves available to serve ideals that, you know, America, we love it, warts and all. It's not perfect. It's far from it. But the idea of America is something worth continuing to serve.
And Chaplain, there's two parts of this day, and of course, for those of us that are still here, we want to remember those who have served and that we've known. I was out to the Fort Snelling Cemetery yesterday and a couple other family cemeteries. But the other side of it is that when the Lord is ready and he comes and taps you on the shoulder, it's time to come home. And that's a celebration too.
It is. And really, you know, our job here as chaplains is to provide that care to the families and of the fallen, those who are left behind, those who grieve. And today is a day for me to be reminded and to remind others that, you know, our Gold Star families continue to remain in our prayers each and every day for comfort and for strength in the midst of their tremendous loss, but also to honor their sacrifice because it's their Marine, their sailor, their soldier that won't be coming home, that won't celebrate this weekend with them. And so our hearts are heavy for that. It's a very somber weekend and a time for reflection. And I used to feel like, hey, you know, I don't like these car sales and I don't like seeing people take advantage in a commercial way of this weekend. But, you know, I think that's transformed over time to simply say, you know, because of that sacrifice, we can still continue to serve and enjoy the freedoms that they made possible through their willingness to serve. So it's meaningful. It's a time to also celebrate with family and loved ones about what's really important.
We need to balance that all out, Chaplain. For those of you that might have just turned in, my name's Tom Lyons. I'm host of Minnesota Military Radio. This is our special Memorial Day edition. My co-host this 6 o'clock hour is Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn. And the morning show will be back tomorrow, but this morning we're going to be here for a few hours and celebrate Memorial Day and all of those citizens of the United States that have served. And Chaplain, I know that in your family, your father, I've met him, seems to me that his highest rank when he served was Lieutenant Colonel, as I recall, and he was a chaplain, and you kind of followed in his footsteps, didn't you?
I did, but he followed in his dad's footsteps, as did his three brothers, his sister, and my grandmother as well, who was a nurse out at Fort Snelling. You know, my grandfather was at the Battle of Unsan in November of 1950, and he wrote on an envelope the names of every member of his platoon. There were 46 men. Of the 46, 44 of them were killed, wounded, or captured. So the theme of honoring the fallen has been very prominent in my family going back to 1950. We've even got one of the Heffernan brothers that served in the Civil War in the first Minnesota. So, yeah, definitely the lineage is there, and what a tremendous honor. I know that this is the calling the Lord has for me. I don't really know any different, and what a great honor to be up this early on a beautiful Monday with you.
Well, so far, so good. There's a little sunshine there, scattered clouds. Hopefully, we can get all the ceremonies in today without any problems. And where are you going to be this morning, sir?
Well, Tom, from here, I'm going to go to the Fort Snelling National Cemetery to participate in that great event with, you know, literally thousands of other folks at that beautiful location. And then after that, this afternoon, I'll be at the Minnesota Veterans Home. Brigadier General David Hamler, the Assistant Adjutant General Air for the Minnesota National Guard, will be speaking there. I'm looking very forward at again, what is a beautiful facility out there at the Veterans Home.
And the Minnesota Veterans Home will be at 1:30, and they'll host the 11th Annual Memorial Day Program with the official program starting at 2 p.m. And it'll take place at Building 19 Atrium. Brigadier General Hamler will be the speaker, and the event is co-hosted by the 5th District American Legion. So that's one of those. And do you know what time it starts out at Fort Snelling today, sir?
I believe it's 10 o'clock at Fort Snelling today.
And we'll be talking to the director, Knapp, of Fort Snelling in about a half an hour.
We will.
And we'll get all the details on that. Chaplain, we've just got a couple of minutes left. But the other thing that struck me this morning was in Vietnam, in that war, there was a terrible herbicide called Agent Orange. And we recognize all of the service members that died in that war and all of the people that were wounded, but there are thousands and thousands more that have died since because of exposure to Agent Orange, and some of them couldn't handle the post-traumatic stress and committed suicide, and the numbers are far greater than the numbers that are published, and I think we lose track of that sometimes.
We do. I have a great friend that I saw yesterday. He and his son, Logan, are paddling down the Mississippi. This is Jeff Hastings, former Army chaplain. You met him when you came to Kuwait back in 2011, 2012. And Jeff's goal with Warrior 180 Foundation is to raise awareness about veteran suicide. We know that hits the Vietnam veteran community hard. And so our prayers continue to go forward for people like Jeff and his ministry.
And the director at Fort Snelling will tell us that he's welcomed home a lot of World War II veterans, Korean veterans, and a little bit disturbing, a lot of my buddies from Vietnam are moving in there now, too. So That's the cycle of life, isn't it, Chaplain?
It is, Tom, and it does give you something to think about. I like the way you said that they're moving in because that will be their final resting place. What a wonderful place to go and honor them today.
I had the honor of touring that with the director a couple of months ago, and that's just the way they talk about it. The veterans are moving in. They treat them with high respect. And even when a homeless veteran moves in, they take time out of their busy day to make sure that he's sent off in the proper manner. So we'll learn a little bit about that coming up. Before that, we're going to have Doug Bly on for the Minnesota Patriot Guard, and we're going to learn about an event called the Memorial Day Challenge. And I think you and I already did that this morning, didn't we, Chaplain?
I did it, yep, in my head before I rolled out of the rack, all those push-ups, sit-ups, and squats.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. This is our special edition, Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. This is our special Memorial Day edition of the show. Sitting in for Justice and Drew in the morning. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow. My name is Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and also on 42 other stations all over the state of Minnesota, or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. And my special co-host for this 6 o'clock hour has been the full-time support chaplain, the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn. Chaplain, we got you up again early in the morning this year, and thanks for coming out once again.
Beautiful day to be here. Always good to be with you, Tom.
Chaplain, we've been talking about Memorial Day and the fact that that's a day to honor those who have died serving the United States Armed Forces. And I read a quote here. I think it's attributable to General John Logan, the commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, that declared Decoration Day be observed on 30th of May. And it was called Decoration Day back then. He made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and after the speech, 5,000 people who participated helped to decorate the graves of 20,000 honored soldiers to be buried there. And this was the quote that I thought was particularly pertinent today. He said, "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke. But we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death, and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue." I think that kind of says it all. Nobody intends to go to war and die, but for those who did, they were ready to give up their lives to protect their country, Chaplain.
That's right. Their legacy is secure. And, you know, it's so interesting when you talk about Decoration Day. You know, that was an amazing thing to have happen back then, and it continues at places like Fort Snelling where thousands of flags are decorating the final resting places, the headstones of the fallen.
I think we have a guest with us now who's... All right. Chaplain, there's an event today that's going to happen out in Excelsior, and it's called the Memorial Day Challenge. And the guy that's running it is Pat Crosby. Pat, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me on.
Pat, we're here with Chaplain Buddy Wynn. And it's early in the morning, and so far it's not raining on you. I know the Murph of the Murph Challenge would want it to be raining and muddy and all kinds of sloppy out there when he's doing this, but Chaplain's going to read just a little history on the Murph Challenge.
Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand that the Murph is this tradition that comes from CrossFit, and it honors this Navy SEAL lieutenant by the name of Michael Patrick Murphy. He was a Medal of Honor winner during Operation Red Wing in Afghanistan. Of course, he was an avid CrossFit adherent, and after his death, one of his favorite workouts was named after him, which is called the Murph, and that is kind of what today is about.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the workout that he would do to try to stay in shape in some of his downtime, if you can imagine that. 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then another 1 mile run. So it's a pretty tough and grueling workout. My team that set up the park yesterday in the rig, we all did it yesterday. So it never gets any easier. I'll say that.
Now, are you an elite athlete? I got to ask you, Pat. Are you out there with that 20-pound vest with the rest of those warriors?
This is the first year. I just turned 50 this year, so this is the first year I've not worn the vest. But a lot of my team, they're about half my age, so they did. And there'll be a lot of elite runners today who are competing for prizes. There's 20 men and 20 women, and they'll all be weighted up in the vest today.
Pat, tell us about the event. Where is it? When does it start? And how many are you expecting?
We have right now, we still have registrations coming in for people to compete and do the event. We've got over 500 people registered. We have 8 locations across the state of Minnesota. We have one up in Duluth, which is an awesome one, one in Minneapolis, and then one down in Rochester as well. But there's 8 different locations. The main event that I'm at is at the park in Excelsior, right on the lake, shore of Lake Minnetonka, right on the shore. It's a great event. Got lots of vendors out. So we got the Minnesota Twins food truck will be there, having all the Twins food there. So it's going to be just a great event. The weather looks like it's going to hold out, hopefully for rain, till at least 1 o'clock.
And Pat, you got a special guest coming out there today, retired Major General John Trost.
Yeah, we do. I spoke with General Trost last night, just firming things up, and he's real excited. He was out yesterday as well as we were setting the rig up, just kind of scouting things out, and we're looking forward to him speaking today about the Minnesota Military Foundation, and hopefully everything will go off without a hitch on that.
Now you need to take good care of him. Don't let him work out too hard.
I asked him if he was interested, and he gave me a pretty resounding no.
All right. Well, he'll watch you do that again today just for him then.
That's awesome.
Now, you're putting on this event. You're raising some money for a couple organizations. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have 2 charities that we're working with. One is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and the other one is called The Next Objective. And when we were looking for charities to get money to, 2 things were very important to us. Number one, we wanted all the money to be staying in Minnesota, which both these organizations keep the money in Minnesota. And then the second thing was to be able to, with as least administration costs as possible, get the money directly into the hands of the veterans without a lot of administration costs. And both these organizations are very lean in the way they do things, and they pass along as much money as possible, which is really what we're after.
Great work, Pat. I hope you have a good turnout. And now this is open to families. Anybody wants to come out and watch, as well as those that want to work out?
Yeah, we've got a bouncy house out, so if you get kids, come on out. There's a huge park, so there's lots of room to move around with your family, play catch with a football, a frisbee, whatever, and lots of things to do in Excelsior as well, lots of restaurants, ice cream places, things to go and eat and do. And so come on down, check it out. It's going to be a fun day. And we are still, anyone listening, take and go to our website. You can still donate money. We've got a raffle that we're doing. We're raffling off a surfboard or a big paddleboard and all kinds of things to get involved with and ways to support us.
Hey, Pat, this is Chaplain Wynn. What if I'm a little bit older and I can't wear that 20-pound vest? I'm not even sure if I could do 5 pull-ups, much less 100. Is there a way for me to participate? Am I going to get penalized because I'm not elite?
No, that's a great question, though. We have ways that we can modify and scale the workout for people. So we have some people that we'll use a box, and they'll stand on a box and do a jumping pull-up. And we go, you know, everybody kind of knows in the CrossFit community how to do that. But if you don't know, we can teach you how to do that right on the spot.
Pat, I did that workout in my mind in the car on the way to the radio station, so I'm already done. But I know you've got a medic out there just in case today too, right?
We do. We've got Blue Line Medicals out, so they'll be on site just in case something goes wrong. Fortunately, knock on wood, we haven't had anything happened tragic, maybe some hurt feelings a little bit here and there, you know, and little tears from trying to get this thing finished. But it's daunting. It'll take some people up to, you know, maybe a little over an hour to get completed.
Well, Pat, I hope you have a great day with lots of people out there and that nobody gets hurt.
Yep.
So good talking to you and have a great event.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
That was Pat Crosby from the Memorial Day Challenge out in Excelsior today. So you get a chance, you should go out there. And Chaplain, good thing he's got a medic. I almost hurt myself in the car thinking about it.
The running, Tom, not a problem. The pull-ups, if I can jump, maybe half. The push-ups, yeah, I'm built low to the ground, not too much of a problem. But those squats, I'll tell you, that would be a burner.
Well, when you first started as an enlisted guy in the military, you could have done this.
Before 7 o'clock.
That is good work, Chaplain, good work. Chaplain, we have to take a short break. This is a special edition, Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. Today is Memorial Day, and we're in here doing a special edition of the show, sitting in for Justice and Drew. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. And if you're not familiar with Minnesota Military Radio, it can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. And it can also be heard all over the state on 42 stations these days. In this first hour of Memorial Day, my guest host has been the full-time support chaplain of the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn.
Present for duty, Tom.
Always good to have you here, sir. Always feel better starting out with the chaplain. We didn't give you a chance to say a prayer yet, but we will.
Very good. I'll be ready. Always ready.
You always trust me, don't you, Chaplain?
I do.
Zach, are we ready? Do you have a guest for me?
Director John Knapp.
Do you have a little music to introduce him? There we go, the Marine Corps hymn for retired Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp, director of the Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Director Knapp, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. You made me stand at attention there.
Well, sir, we had to have proper music for a Marine.
Thank you, sir.
Director, I was out there yesterday morning about 10 o'clock, and your fort, that cemetery, was really busy already.
Well, we're real doing a lot of work here. We're real happy. The staff has been just absolutely fantastic, working a lot of overtime to get the place in top shape for the Memorial Day ceremony.
Now, Director, I had the pleasure of coming out to visit you a couple of months ago and getting a tour of the cemetery. I did not realize you had a section out there with Civil War veterans in it.
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. They were Civil War veterans that were disinterred from the old post cemetery and brought over here when we opened this cemetery in 1939. We have 25 of them here.
And Director, my co-host this hour is Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn.
Hey, good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning, Director. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
Listen, I have had the tremendous honor of offering a number of memorial ceremonies and graveside interments. What's the total number of individuals interred at that beautiful facility?
We just went over 225,000.
225,000. Now, that's important because any time I do a graveside interment, I remind those who are gathered in attendance of that incredible number, which we count, as the long line of those who, as Tom mentioned earlier, and I know you adhere to, those who have moved in and made Fort Snelling their final resting place.
Absolutely, and we're happy to take perpetual care of them.
Thanks for doing that.
And, Director, a lot of people don't know. I can't remember the total number of employees, but a large majority of them are veterans.
Yes, sir. We have 50 employees, which sounds like a small number, but these people are incredible, and they were able to do things that, because they're veterans. About 87% of them are veterans.
Yeah, and they treat all the veterans moving into the cemetery with great respect.
Yes.
And Director, you told me the morning that I came out for a visit, there was a homeless veteran moving in, and no one was there to witness that. And you pulled together part of your crew and did a flag ceremony and everything.
Yes, sir. That is a very unfortunate circumstance when you see a homeless veteran come in. And it is, of course, our honor and our duty to stand in for him as his family or her family. And we make sure that no veteran comes to us and is alone.
The Director, when I was there yesterday, the cemetery looks beautiful. You had a lot of rain lately, so you're probably a little behind on mowing the lawn.
Well, as a lot of the groundskeepers say, they say you can hear the grass growing whenever it's raining.
We could see it yesterday. Now, you've got some big ceremonies out there today. Can you tell us about it?
We do. Starting at 9:45, we have our Memorial Day program. So far on our VIP list, we've had Senator Klobuchar RSVP. We've had Representatives Ellison and Walz of RSVP, and Governor Dayton has said he is expecting to attend.
And you'll have Chaplain Nguyen out there to help you with it, I think,
that
today.
That is correct. And then we also are, we have our guest speaker this year is going to be retired Command Sergeant Major Julien. He's the previous Command Sergeant Major from the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division.
Very good, sir.
Sergeant Major Julien is a friend and a great speaker.
Yes, we look forward to hearing his remarks. So we have a real nice program. Of course, the 34th Infantry Band will be here as well, Red Bull Band. And we're very excited, patriotic music and a chance to honor our fallen heroes. This year's theme, Tom, is World War I, U.S. Centennial. You know, it's 100 years since the entry into that war. And, of course, the war to end all wars or the Great War.
Hey, Colonel, I know you've got a very busy day. I appreciate you calling it in. But before I let you go, can you explain to our listeners the difference between your national cemetery and the state cemeteries up in Little Falls and down by Rochester?
Well, we prefer to look at ourselves as partners. State cemeteries are run by the state of Minnesota and funded by the state of Minnesota. But we do partner with them to obviously memorialize our veterans and their family members. So we do a lot of cross-training. We also have in the past provided grants to help them to build the facilities. And we also, they also receive their headstones and things like that from the National Cemetery Administration. So it's a partnership to make sure we take care of veterans. Minnesota's is excellent in that they have a couple of these. Some states have none, so Minnesota's excellent in that category.
So if you're a veteran, honorably discharged, you're eligible to be buried either in the National Cemetery or the state cemeteries. There might be a little difference on your spouse as to whether or not you have to pay for the spouse to be buried in a state cemetery. But, Director, you've done a great job out there in Fort Snelling. It was fascinating to come out and tour and see some of the history that you deal with every day. And I was very impressed with the fact that you and all your staff are welcoming home our veterans to be with the other 225,000 veterans out there at Fort Snelling. And I hope you have a great day today and keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for what you do. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve our nation in this capacity, and all of us here at Fort Snelling ask that you get out the word and have people come on out at 9:45 and honor our nation's veterans.
Hope you have a good turnout and a great day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you then, Director. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
That was Director John Knapp from the Fort Snelling National Cemetery, and their Memorial Day program, they're going to have wreath presentations at 9:45. And a parade and a ceremony at 10 o'clock, and I would suggest you get out there early because even yesterday the traffic was kind of busy. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We're sitting in for Justice and Drew. Andrew John and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning with their normal programming, but for this morning we're talking about Memorial Day and the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And, of course, on Veterans Day we honor all veterans, but on Memorial Day it's a day to honor those who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. It's a federal holiday in the United States, which is observed on the last Monday of May every year. The day originated as Decoration Day after the American Civil War. And my special co-host this first hour today has been the full-time support chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Nguyen. Sir, since the last time we saw you, you got promoted too.
I did. What a great honor to serve as the command chaplain for the 34th Infantry Division, which, you know, we mentioned 100-year anniversary of World War I. This is also the centennial of the 34th Infantry Division, along with another a number of very prominent divisions, the 82nd Airborne Division, as another example. So the Red Bulls have been around for 100 years, Tom.
And we have the honor this morning during the last hour, the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have the commander of the 34th Infantry Red Bull Division, Brigadier General John Jensen, on sitting in your chair, sir. And I'm sure he's listening to us today, so if we've slipped up, he'll let me know when we get here and we'll sit at attention.
Well, if he is, listening, good morning, General, and we pray that forgiveness goes both ways.
Yes, well done, Chaplain, well done. Chaplain, we started talking earlier about Arlington, and I read a little quote about that. Arlington Cemetery, I've been out there several times. It's an amazing place, and it's a holy place in my view, and it's a place where I'm very, very comfortable, and it's almost alarming. I walk in the gates and I start walking the grounds, and I feel at ease. And somehow I feel conflicted with the fact that I feel so at ease there. Have you had that experience?
I have, and I think part of the reason for that, Tom, is because we know those who are buried. They're of the same makeup, the same character, the same standard of service. And so we also know that this could be us, and the care and the comfort that's provided by that place brings us a sense of comfort. I think about those to whom we provide care in the Minnesota National Guard, for those who have fallen. That's the same care that someday, you know, I pray will be provided for me. So there's a sense of comfort. At the same time, I think we can never get comfortable, with that reality, because the losses are so tremendous and so significant, so impactful on families that it still really kind of tears at your heart anytime you're out there.
And there's a difference out there, too, because I view myself as just a combat support veteran. I served in Vietnam, but there's a lot of true heroes that are buried in Arlington that did give up their lives serving in combat and serving their country. And, of course, one of the things you have to do when you're out there is go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And we were out there with some World War II vets on the honor flight last year. And when we came back and we produced that show, we found a poem called 21 Steps. And, Zach, can you play that for us, please? By Thomas Holmquist. Arlington, where our unknown soldier lies, the place to honor those who gave their lives. Those that died, that generations be free, may we remember them through eternity. This unknown soldier guarded day and night by the choice of a few with all their might, to show mankind their respect and dignity to those who defended our lives and liberty. 21 steps, he takes 21 steps, eyes locked in honor for the soldier he guards. In 21 seconds before he turns to honor the soldiers who never return. 21 steps until the end of time, for our lost soldiers we cannot find. They gave their lives for you and me, the price paid to preserve our dignity. So let's take 21 steps, just 21 steps. Lock our eyes in honor for our soldiers that died, and think for 21 seconds about the sacrifice to preserve our freedom and our children's lives.
Chaplain, we thought that was a moving poem that we had to perform and put on the air, and it kind of sums up my thoughts on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington, and of course, how many hundreds of thousands or millions have we lost in war in the history of our country?
Tom, thank you for recording that, for honoring the work of those that are out at Arlington. If folks have time today, it's incredible to take a little bit out of your day to research and to read about those men and women who provide the support out there at Arlington. The attention to detail, the commitment, the training, the preparation, the incredibly high standards in order to be a tomb guard, where daily, regardless of weather, they're out there in the snow and the rain and the sleet. Anytime a big storm hits the Beltway there in D.C., I look for those photos of those folks in uniform. Nothing changes for them. Their mission continues.
Dressed impeccably.
Absolutely.
And doing everything to the tenth of a second, just perfectly, rain, shine, snow, doesn't matter.
That's right. It is a zero-defects environment, and that's to honor the Tomb of the Unknown, which represents all the fallen in all wars.
And, Chaplain, there's a theme here. We just talked to Director Knapp from the Fort Snelling National Cemetery here in Minneapolis. Doesn't compare to Arlington, but what I found out there when I toured and what I've seen out there is that they treat those veterans moving into Fort Snelling with just this utmost respect and dignity. And, of course, they multiply that by 100 out at Arlington.
They do, and there are a number of Medal of Honor recipients at Fort Snelling. There are others, very notable, maybe celebrities, if you will, sports figures, people like Cal Stahl, Halsey Hall, who's a sportscaster here in the Twin Cities, John Mariucci. But they treat those highly awarded individuals the exact same as they do, as we mentioned in a previous segment, the homeless veteran who maybe has no family. And sad as that sounds, they treat them as if they're their own brothers or sisters. It's incredible.
And part of that here in Minnesota is when we have those cemeteries ceremonies at the cemeteries, the Minnesota Patriot Guard is usually there. If the families invite them, they're there. Today, we're going to find the Minnesota Patriot Guard
at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. You're going to be there a little bit later. And they're also scheduled to be out at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. And the Minnesota Patriot Guard Riders is a volunteer organization. A lot of people think it's just a bunch of old Vietnam veterans riding their motorcycles, but it's open to anybody with a big heart and a flag and a pole. And all the missions are listed on their website, mnpatriotguard.org. And they'll be out in large numbers today, I'm sure. And they do a marvelous job, Javelin.
They do. Tom, anytime I see the Patriot Guard assembled, whether this be at a memorial service, a ceremony, a funeral, whatever the case may be, I do try to shake the hand of every man and woman that's out there standing the line. And they say to me, because I'm in uniform, thank you for your service. I thank them for their continued service. This is a great chance for them to give back. So much of what we do in uniform is about, service. But when you leave the uniform, for so many people, they feel like there's an emptiness. They want to continue to do what they know. So Patriot Guard does an amazing job. And it's worth mentioning, Tom, you know, we talk about the number of fallen. Just in Minnesota, going back to the Civil War, when our governor was one of the first to send soldiers forward on behalf of the Union effort in the Civil War, 2,584 Minnesotans died in the Civil War. We know from World War I, just under 1,000 families didn't have their young men return home. World War II, this is a staggering statistic. 1.2% of all men aged 15 to 44 from Minnesota died in World War II, 7,904 deaths. The Korean War represented 725 deaths. We're getting up into the thousands now. For the Vietnam War, your brothers and sisters, 1,077 deaths. The Iraq War, we've had 67 casualties, in the war in Afghanistan, 22 deaths. All told, over 13,000 men and women who have died in service to their country.
Chaplain, that's pretty good math for a chaplain on early on a morning on Memorial Day. I thought you'd be preparing your prayers and not adding up those numbers, but it's a large number of Minnesotans who have signed up and served their country and died for their country, and that's what today's about. And I'd like to remind everybody that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, they should try to observe a moment of remembrance. Take a moment and think about those who have passed. We want you to go out and enjoy your day, go fishing, have your barbecues, enjoy your family. Be glad and thankful that they're with you. But take a moment at 3 o'clock and think about those who have served their country. Now, Chaplain, we've only got about 2 minutes left, and I've been holding you off all morning. So if you've got some Memorial Day thoughts or a prayer for us, now's the time.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for mentioning that, too. Our president did proclaim Memorial Day, May 29th, 2017, as a day of prayer for permanent peace, and it designated the hour beginning in each locality at 11 o'clock a.m. as a time when people might unite in prayer. And then, of course, as you mentioned, he asked all Americans to observe the National Moment of Remembrance beginning at 3 p.m. local time. Glad that leadership is coming from the top. I'd like to close with a word of prayer for those that are listening here this morning, Tom. I pray today that, Lord, as our nation pauses to remember those in the military who have given their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy, we pray you would give all of us the strength and comfort and guidance that we look to you for. We pray that you would be with those who serve in our armed forces, that you would bless them and their families. I pray, God, that you would grant your loving protection and let peace prevail among all the nations. Especially let your mercy rest upon our land, even as we acknowledge with thanksgiving your past goodness on our country. We always try to pray in accordance with your will, Lord, that you would preserve the lives of the men and women in uniform as they defend our citizenry. Most of all, Lord, we pray that you would turn the hearts of all, military and civilian, to you, where we find the true peace for souls that is a peace that passes all understanding, and keep us repentant. Lord, we pray all these things in your name, who alone gives us the peace and hope for eternity. Amen.
Chaplain, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you, especially on Memorial Day. Thanks for coming in.
What a great honor to spend this time with you, and pray blessings on the rest of your day as you carry out the show for a couple more hours.
Thank you, Chaplain. Coming up next, my co-host for the next hour is going to be Larry Shelledo, Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, on this special Memorial Day broadcast, which is brought to you by Flags for Our Fallen Military, Federal Premium Ammunition, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Please stay with us. We'll be back in